Hey folks, Dan Ferro here with your closing bell for July 30th, 2024. So we know tomorrow the Federal Reserve is going to meet. They're going to tell us exactly what they're going to do. To get a precursor to this, let's go over to Steve Leisman at CNBC. He has a survey by economists all over the country, what they're expecting tomorrow. And then when you come back, I'm going to kind of put all this in the context and what the long-term trend is looking like right now with mortgage rates. So let's get over to Steve Leisman. But before we get there, let's go over to the U.S. debt clock. Guys, we just hit $35 trillion. Yes, our government is in debt of $35 trillion right now for the first time ever in history. Not a good day in our economy. But let's get over to Steve Leisman so he can explain to us what in the heck is going on with economists and what do they expect in rate cuts tomorrow and basically for the next year or so. Steve, take it away for us, buddy.
Let's get over to Steve Leisman. He's got the numbers for us. Steve.
Hey, David, yeah, rate cuts are coming, according to respondents to the CNBC Fed survey. Just not now, but there's increasing confidence the Fed is going to be able to cut in the fall. And a new focus right now on just how far they go over the cutting cycle and how they get there. 81% see that first cut coming in September. 86% see the second cut in December. Note that this is a little more hawkish than the market, which has three cuts really built in the futures pricing. This group a little bit more cautious or thinks the Fed will be more cautious. 73% say the Fed should ignore politics and figuring out what to do in September. Okay, let's do the math now. The current rate, 5.38. By the year end, the average forecast for the Fed funds rate is 4.91. So call it 225 basis point cuts this year. 2025 year end is 3.94. So call it another four cuts next year or every other meeting, with the long run being 3.1%. That tells you that the Fed is going to be tight, or is perceived to be tight, over the next year and a half. Chad Morganlander, portfolio manager at Stifel Nicolaus, writes in, "For now, the Federal Reserve is in the catbird seat. Money supply and inflation trends are moving in the right direction, and credit conditions are favorable. We expect a well-rehearsed rate cut at the September meeting." A lot of folks thought the same. Okay, so 36% still think the Fed is going to cut too late. But there's a growing number who think, hey, maybe the Fed gets this right. 36% think it gets it right, and 27% think are concerned the Fed would cut too soon. So should the Fed hold rates steady before the election to avoid the perception of political interference? 73% say no, don't worry about it. Our work shows the Fed will move in September, whether or not it's a presidential election. 23% want the Fed to hold off. Peter Buchbauer, Bleakley Financial Group, believes, quote, "This rate-cutting cycle will be more of a tweaking as the Fed tries to balance the fear of inflaming inflation again while trying to keep the economy growing." That as opposed to, say, where it has to slash an expectation for a recession. So expect the Fed statement tomorrow and the Fed chair to provide some limited guidance that there is more confidence inflation is declining and rates can come down. But he's not going to show his hand as just how far and how quickly he's going to get there, guys.
Okay, so let's go over to the CME FedWatch tool, see what the predictions are there right now. So we right now have, in the July meeting, a 95% chance they're not going to do anything. How do I know that? Well, the federal funds rate is right through here, 5.25 to 5.5. Now, here's what he's saying. He's saying the CME FedWatch tool is telling us they're going to cut here in the September meeting, then once again in the November meeting, and then once again in the December meeting. But the economist that he surveyed shows a September and a December. I would kind of be on their bandwagon. I don't think the Federal Reserve is going to come in and cut three times this year. So what I want to put into some context for you guys is a lot of people watch the 10-year Treasury when it comes to mortgage rates. And there's a reason why I'm explaining this to you, because I'm going to tie in this with also this. Okay, so here's where the 10-year Treasury is right now, 4.1%, all right? Why is this important? Well, long-term and over history, how much is the difference between the 10-year Treasury yield and mortgage rates? Because that gives us another kind of checks and balance to see where mortgage rates are and what direction they're going to take, okay? So when you do this, I did it in ChatGPT, and it says, what's the average spread between the 10-year Treasury and mortgage rates? Well, you're going to see over history, there's a 1.75 to 2% spread in the 10-year Treasury. That's normally where mortgage rates are, okay? So the first question you're going to ask is, well, what's the 10-year Treasury today? Well, let's get over and find that out. It's 4.1. Okay, so if we add the highest piece of this puzzle that we saw in ChatGPT of that, the 2%, we add that to that, that means mortgage rates should be 6.142 right now because of that equation. Okay, but what are they? Right there here, 6.8. So it's over by 75 basis points. Okay, why? Well, it's right through here. The national debt. Okay, so let me put this in context for you. As long as the national debt is running completely out of control, you have to understand how this stuff is funded. Okay, when the government has no money, they issue treasury bills. Okay, bonds, we'll put it that way. They issue bonds to fill in the gap between their spending and what they're receiving. Okay, you and I use credit cards. All right, so you need to understand that piece of it. All right, so while there's so much debt being issued because they need to fund this, so they're issuing treasury bills and bonds out in the market at an exorbitant rate. Okay, so now you have all these treasuries out there, and then you also have corporate bonds that are also out there pushed on a daily basis. And then you have mortgage bonds. You have all these bonds coming to market. Well, there's too many of it. So what happens when you have too many of something? Like we saw the housing crash in 2008, had too much of that. Okay, is that. You're going to see the prices go up. Okay, when you have too much of something, I'm sorry, the prices go down. When you have too much of something, the prices go down, pushing up the yields. Okay, so we have way too many bonds in the market. So investors they're choosy now. They're going to say, well, I'm just going to pick and choose the ones I want, but I want the highest yields in the market. So they're going to require yields to be higher than normal. Okay, so that's why the spread rate now between the 10-year treasury and mortgage rates are so big. And this is one of the reasons why I complain about this every day, that the government is just recklessly spending and giving money away. And it's helping that group of people, but as a whole, we're all suffering. Okay, so that's the piece of the puzzle I want you guys to explain. So the Federal Reserve is coming out tomorrow. There will be some economic news in the morning before they come out and tell us what exactly they're going to do. So if you would, make sure you come back tomorrow morning so I can give you a precursor to what to expect from the Federal Reserve tomorrow. But you might say, Dan, who are you? What do you do? How do you do things? Well, I'm just a mortgage guy. That's all I do. I do mortgages for a living, and I've done it for 35 years. I work at a company called ServBank. The benefit there is we're a federally chartered bank. That means I'm federally chartered, meaning anywhere in the country that you live or where you're buying, I can assist you. Okay, so me and my team would love to be a benefit to you if you're looking to buy your first house, maybe buy your second house, maybe an investment property. Maybe you're looking to refinance, pull out some cash, do some things like that. Just kick the tires in seeing if you could qualify for a mortgage at this time. We'd love to be your point of contact. So visit us at therateupdate.com. Here's our website. If you're looking to buy, what I'd suggest you do is click the grant finder right there. It's going to help you find some grant programs we have available. The cool thing about those grants, you don't need to pay them back. They're basically free money to you. But if you want to get the ball rolling to see if you qualify to buy a house in 2024 or maybe 2025, click the apply now button and get started. And if you're reluctant to do that and you're like, Dan, can I call somebody? I just hate putting all my information in. You can do that as well. Just scroll down to the bottom of our website. You're going to go past a whole bunch of stuff, but you're going to see right down through there our 800 number as well as my email address. 800 number is 844-775-5626. Or you can email me directly. Yes, it's me at dan@therateupdate.com. And if you're not one of the 30,000 subscribers, yes, we just hit it the other day. If you're not one of the 30,000 subscribers on my channel, please join the team and click the button right down over there so you can be a new subscriber and get alerts every time I post a video. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic evening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.